Martin.
Yes?
Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am from Czechoslovakia originally. I lived half of my life in the United States. I teach philosophy at Purdue University. This semester I teach two graduate seminars, one on critical theory, mainly Habermas, and the other on phenomenology, Husserl, Heidegger, and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I teach both undergraduates and graduates. I live in Chicago. My wife teaches at Loyola University Chicago, also philosophy.
Wow.
And she does contemporary continental philosophy, philosophy of religion in continental tradition, and feminist theory and so on. So
she's at Loyola and you're at Purdue. Those are exceptionally good, widely appreciated institutions of higher learning. And it's interesting that both of you are focusing on essentially continental philosophy. How do you find living in a culture, an Anglo-Saxon culture, that's basically bereft of any interior philosophy? Are you surviving okay here in our wasteland?
Well, I have, you know, been an immigrant half of my life, so I'm always a little bit exotic with my accent, and then I add the European perspective into my classes, and I think it's a challenge to teach students. I love it very much. I really love working with students, and I think, you know, teaching at a university, 46,000 students in the middle of cornfields, which where Purdue is, it's a great institution.
Yes, it is.
But I think it's a great work, you know, it's working at the trenches, in the front lines, sort of.
It's interesting for me because, as you'll recognize, I have much more affinities with, you know, not just the East, of course, but with continental philosophy than I do Anglican. Well, I sort of try to be integral, but for an American, I'm much more oriented towards the continental tradition, and certainly in existentialism, in phenomenology, in critical theory. So it's been interesting for me to sort of be brought up in a culture that is so empirical and pragmatic and consumer and narcissistic and so on, and then to have to kind of fight my way into the interiors against all, you know, prevailing currents. So it's just an interesting, well, phenomena. And it's really a little bit unfortunate, I believe, that if America is going to be so involved in globalization, that it's got such a crappy philosophy in the background to be globalizing. Just an editorial.
At least, you know, two-thirds of our students, graduate students, are interested in continental. We have a pluralistic department, so some are totally, you know, immersed in analytic Anglo-American philosophy, but there is interest in philosophy of religion, in continental tradition, phenomenology, social political philosophy. So interest is there, hunger is there, and you have to feed it. You have to, you know, give it some food for thought.
Indeed. Well, it's certainly, if you look at the various contributions from around the world, the contributions of the East are pretty obvious, and the contributions of the West, by that I would mean Anglo-Saxon and Anglo-American contributions, are largely we might call scientific. But that also leaves the continental approaches.